Outlaw, Book 2 of Viking Ventures, written by Ole Asle and Tony Bakur, narrated by Nick Denton. Outlaw, Book 2. Chapter 1, Alone. Meath Island, October 841. Ulf opened his eyes and screamed. The hoarse outcry turned into a coughing fit. His chest burned as if splattered with glowing coals. His mouth and throat were scraped raw. Dark, clotted blood covered his torso, with paler streaks where fresh blood still flowed from the two cuts. Ulf wanted to touch his chest, rub his eyes, but he could not. His hands were tied behind the tree. He had to concentrate on feeling anything but pain and moved his fingers and toes to check that they were still functioning. His wrists were aching. His arms were numb. His legs pricked and throbbed. Ulf closed his eyes to see more clearly. The ship that slid across the water towards the village in Northumbria. The scent of salt water and wet sand. Kjetil Korta who shouted at him. The old man who died with a knife in his gut. The warmth from the sticky blood all over his hand. The stench of damp soil and sour smoke in the cellar where Marcus sat wide-eyed and terrified. The duel with Kjetil. The voyage where two of Geirgarner's berserks died after challenging Magnus Trieg. The cold wind at the Orkneyjar, where he had fought Kjetil again, and where he had tried to find Marcus's sister. The dread at the top of the cliff he climbed with Vass. He recalled the attack on Difflin. Vass armed with a pitchfork with two spikes and Ulf with the bow. The men he had fought. Those he had killed. He saw himself within the palisade with Vass, and recollected the agreement with the Irish chief, the deal that saved many and killed others, Ord the Volve, who demanded that the Irish embrace Odin to live, the girl who cried and repeated the words that Ord commanded, but who died anyway, the young man with the stern visage who escaped. He remembered the arrow he had aimed at the Irishman, but that he never released, the logs on the river that moved when he jumped. He felt the warmth of the recognition when he was the first to cross. The fear when Kjetil appeared in Difflin. He remembered the sight of the giant's broken nose. The joy when Kjetil told him that Marcus was behind it. The despair when Flatnose demanded that Ulf would take the punishment for his thrall. Ulf had said goodbye to Vass, left Difflin and gone out into the wilderness. Alone. An outcast. An outlaw. And so very afraid. Ulf opened his eyes wide. The men who had attacked him while he was sleeping. He tried to lift his head and look around. It did not take long before everything moved again. He forced his head up, but it was too much. Too early. His head fell forward, and his eyes slid shut. Ulf opened his eyes. He looked at the destruction, at the creatures that worked frantically. As if they did not realize that it was all useless. They swarmed around without meaning. Ulf wondered if they screamed in fear, if they howled in grief, if they groaned in pain. He wondered if anyone was trying to run away, if anyone was hiding. How many were killed? How many had lost family members? Somebody was lying in a pool of blood. His blood. It flowed like a lazy autumn stream down his thigh, on the side of his knee, and stopped at his calf. In his red pool, he saw shapes. Three young men with arrows protruding from their bodies, an old man with a gaping wound in his stomach and dark eyes. Ulf shook his head, tried to clear his mind. There were ants, ants examining his blood, ants swarming around. Most were gathered around his legs, protruding from the anthill. There was no panic. They were not powerless. They had meaning. A goal. Maybe there still was something that could be done. Maybe it was not too late. Ulf stretched his arms up by the trunk behind him. Fortunately, there were no branches at the bottom of the tree. It also helped that he had tightened his muscles when they had tied him up. He managed to get his arms a hand's breadth further down. Then another. But then they stopped. Despite being flexible, he could not get any further. He rested, knowing that he would only get this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?